Sticking with the news of the announcement of the Royal Commission, let's get a view from the opposition now. James Patterson is the Shadow Minister for Finance, the Public Service and Government Services. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara.
The Prime Minister, as we've been saying, says he listened to the community and he's now delivered what you, the federal opposition, has been calling for. Do you give him credit for that?
Well, we certainly welcome the fact that the Prime Minister has finally listened to the families of the victims of the Bondi attack, to the Jewish community and so many eminent Australians across so many fields. But we are disappointed that it's taken so long and such an effort to get the Prime Minister to finally act. I mean, it's been 25 days since Bondi, and for most of that time, the Jewish community has been crying out for a Royal Commission. And for most of that time, the Prime Minister and his ministers have been making baseless and sometimes offensive arguments against why a Royal Commission should be held, essentially saying it would be dangerous and irresponsible to hold a Royal Commission. So the backflip and the concession made by the Prime Minister is welcome, but I know that many in the Jewish community and many families of those victims feel exhausted and devastated that they had to fight their own government for almost a month to get the bare minimum action that they were and every Australian is entitled to.
Is it time, though, to put that all behind us, as it were, and should you now move forward more in a spirit of unity?
Well, we certainly want the Royal Commission to succeed. It's critically important that it succeed, and it must be independent, it must be wide-ranging, and it must be well-resourced, because we must get to the bottom of how anti-Semitism was allowed to flourish in our country with such devastating consequences. Because there have been warnings from the Jewish community, from intelligence and security experts, and from the opposition for the last 2.5 years that the government wasn't taking this threat seriously enough, and it has ended in the most tragic way imaginable. We must make sure that never happens again. So we wish Commissioner Bell all the best for this Royal Commission, and we will do everything we can to support its success.
Does she have your confidence?
It's not up to me to comment on individuals like Commissioner Bell. She's obviously a very eminent former jurist, and she's now been chosen by the government. I think it's important that the government demonstrate that they consulted widely and that they had the support of the Jewish community in that appointment. But she's now been appointed to that role, and we wish her well.
Well, you say it's not up to you to comment. I mean, we had your colleague John O'Dunham on the show yesterday, certainly parsing comments about her.
Well, we certainly want her to succeed, and she's been appointed by the government now. And now that she's been appointed, I think the only thing every Australian will do is wish her well in the task and hope that she gets to the bottom of this toxic cancer in our society, which has been allowed to fester. It's festered in the arts, it's festered in universities, it's festered in the media, it's festered in the community, in some religious communities particularly. And it's not in our interest for this to continue in our country. And we hope the Commissioner gets to the bottom of it and recommends actions that the government can now take to address it.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is the opposition frontbencher, James Patterson. Are you satisfied with the terms of reference as laid out by the Prime Minister?
We're examining them carefully, and we will be consulting the Jewish community and other experts today to make sure that they think that it's sufficiently wide-ranging and that it captures and encompasses all of the challenges we've seen with anti-Semitism over the last 2.5 years in our country.
Do you think the Royal Commission should look at other forms of hate and prejudice that are a threat to social cohesion, such as Islamophobia? We've known that has been on the rise. We've spoken to members of the community since the Bondi attacks who say there's been a further uptick.
No, I think its priority and its focus must overwhelmingly be on anti-Semitism, because it is only anti-Semitism that has resulted in Australia's worst ever terror attack and the loss of 15 lives, 13 of whom were from the Jewish community who were attending a Jewish community event and were targeted allegedly by people who are motivated by an Islamic State ideology. So I think that must be the overwhelming focus of the Royal Commission.
Is the government, though, doing enough to tackle Islamophobia?
That's a good question you have to put to the government. All forms of hatred, including Islamophobia, are abhorrent and morally wrong and unacceptable and should not be tolerated.
Shouldn't the opposition have a view on whether enough is being done to target Islamophobia?
Well, I have to say, we are speaking this morning in the aftermath of Australia's worst ever terror attack. And thank God it didn't target Muslim Australians, it targeted Jewish Australians. And my focus is overwhelmingly on making sure there are no other attacks on the Jewish community like this, because, of course, the Bondi terror attack is just the culmination of the attacks on the Jewish community over the last 2.5 years. We had a synagogue in Melbourne which was firebombed in an act of state-sponsored terror, sponsored by the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I think that is overwhelmingly the problem that we face in this country at the moment.
Virginia Bell has been asked to report back by December 14, a year after the horrific attack. Is that a reasonable time frame?
Well, it's understandable why the government wants the report to return quickly so that any actions necessary out of the commission can be enacted. But in order for it to be able to report on that timeline, it will need very significant resources to make sure there are no impediments to achieving that timeline. And it's also critically important that ministers of the government, that their departments and agencies also very promptly comply with any requests for information and evidence for the commission. We cannot have it being delayed or held up in any way.
We heard your leader, Susan Lee, on AM still talking about the fact that the opposition wanted three commissioners. Again, is it time to sort of put that argument to bed and move on with the one that's been selected?
Well, Susan Lee was directly asked whether or not our call, which has been for several weeks now for three commissioners, was something we still believed in. And yes, we do. We thought that that had merit yesterday, so we still think it has merit today. But we accept that the government has appointed Virginia Bell to conduct this commission, and we wish her well.
James Patterson, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.